we've heard a lot in the last week or so about this boycott, and actually a lot of our listeners didn't even know what it was for. Can you explain what the boycott is?
So there's been an increase in drink spiking, and even it's gone as bad as being injected, needles going around and whatnot. And women's safety and the safety of students is a key priority for us and for everyone. And to see that in the rise, especially after everyone coming out of lockdown and people are going back to a sense of normality, is a worry, and it's not something to be taken lightly. One case of drink spiking is too many, but if you're seeing a pattern form and it's different places, different areas, it's something that needs to be put a hold, put a stop to. And it doesn't come just down to the person making sure that they're safe. It comes down to the organisations. So if they're not doing their due diligence and making sure that everything is tip-top shape and the customers are looked after, then there is consequences. Why should anyone go to them? And this is what the boycott is all about. It's about raising awareness and is making sure that the right practice and the right form of work is being done by the clubs, by the bars, by anywhere where the students or people will visit.
Have you had people at Kingston, for example, mentioning incidents like this?
Yeah, so there was chatter starting to form about the spiking, where you would hear it from different students or different pages. People are started, there's little rumours going around, but then it just exploded and then it became an actual problem.
But have you heard of anyone at Kingston being spiked in that way?
No.
I assume that Kingston, the bars and pubs, are safe. Do you think that is the case, or do you think this is just an awareness for all the bars and clubs in the borough to sort of be on their guard?
I don't think it's our place to say whether they're actually safe or not, because we haven't had any cases come about, but it's our job to raise the awareness to prevent anything from happening. We don't want to be reactionary. We just want to be proactive, and that's what this is comes about.
When we mentioned that the Kingston University Student Union was in support of this, we did have some local bar and restaurant owners saying, "But I am safe." What would you say to them?
I think it's one of those you can always be safer, and that's the thing that I'm sure a lot of bars and clubs across the whole of the country are safe. But there's always things coming about, and you can never be too safe. And I think that's what we need to do there, and just keep increasing safety.
And what advice are you giving to students when they go out in the town?
So although the union itself does not own any of the bars on our campuses, but we are in contact with them to see what we can do to help women feel safer. And it is such as like increasing the number of posters for awareness and spiking and where they can turn to for help if need be, training staff members and looking at cup covers and bottle stops as well. So everyone should really just be educated about this serious matter, with prevention and safety measures put in place, all without victim blaming.
And obviously, not just with spiking, but we've had the horrific murders of Sarah Everard, Sabina Nessa. Do you think that the way people are going out, not just in the evenings, but any time of day, do you think they are taking more care and they are more aware?
Again, I don't think it's our place to say whether people are being safe or not. It comes down to individual and how they go about it. But it's about us raising awareness, letting people know that they need to be careful. We don't live in a rainbow world where everyone is doing good. There are bad people out there, and we need to be careful. So it's about us being careful, the women being careful, the men understanding what is acceptable, what's not acceptable, who they can touch, who they can hurt, who they can't. No one can be hurt. And also the bars, the clubs, the police, the community. It's about everyone working together to ensure that women feel safe and that everyone feels safe. So whether each person is doing what they need to do, it goes down to an individual basis. It's just about us as a student union helping students.
And as a man, do you feel more of a responsibility, or do you think the onus is on everybody, female and male, to play a part?
So it's a team effort, but as a man myself, if I see, for example, someone bothering a woman, or I see someone spiking a drink, I feel it's my responsibility to do something about it. Because if I'd seen it done to my sister or my mother or someone I would know, I would wish or hope someone would step in. It's not about waiting for the next person to step in. If we all do what we need to do, then the world will become a safer place. One thing I would say is that we need more visualization. We need more posters, more awarenesses, more campaigns to let people know what is going on and how dangerous it is. Because these criminals, that's what they are criminals, and they prey on innocent victims. They, for as long as they're going under the radar, they will carry on doing what they're doing. But if it's being put, if there's posters, if there's news articles, if there's radio channels talking about it, then they're going to be thinking, oh, if I do it now, someone's looking out for me. So it's about raising awareness, in my opinion.
You mentioned that you would step in if you saw a woman or anyone in trouble, but that's a big thing, isn't it? Because these days, people are afraid to step in.
And that comes down to everyone with themselves, but at the same time, if you're not going to step in for someone else, how do you expect someone to step in when you need help? It's human nature.
And have the police been in contact with the student union at all, or the council?
Yeah, so Monday I had a meeting with the council and the police and the university themselves about this situation and how they're working together to raise awareness, increase patrols and be more vigilant for this situation at the moment.
Are you satisfied with what they've told you?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Do you think that will help the situation, being with police being more visible?
Yes, of course, because more police on the streets means criminals are more wary. And politicians and the government need to understand it's their job to look after the people. So by them coming out, her coming out on herself with the patrols and showing her face, it goes a long way because they are there to serve the people.